right, we are here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds Conference here in, now it's sunny, San Diego. So the clouds have cleared and we are here with Larizon Aksoy. What company or what organization are you with?
So I'm at Fordham University in New York City.
Okay.
And I'm the associate dean and I'm also a faculty member in marketing.
Wow. So you did fly all the way across the country.
I did.
To enjoy our lovely rainy weather here in San Diego.
Well, today
I apologize.
Sunny, so
it's nice today. So anyway, so you were just up on stage talking, giving a great presentation on the American Innovation Index. So if you could enlighten us, what does that mean?
So the American Innovation Index is a national barometer mm-hmm. of customer perceived innovativeness of companies in the United States. And so we measured innovativeness across 200 brands mm-hmm. and across 20 industries mm-hmm. in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we ranked the top 20 brands in terms of innovativeness and also social innovativeness. Mm-hmm.
So who ranked at the top there? Can we get the top three?
Sure.
just for curiosity's sake.
Sure. I'll tell you, Amazon mm-hmm. was number two. Naturally. Apple was number one.
Naturally.
And then in social innovativeness, John Deere was number one.
John Deere. Okay. Because my next question was like, any surprises there? And that
yes,
one surprises me.
That was a huge surprise.
What's going on there?
So social innovativeness is in the DNA of John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not a John Deere user myself, but
they're tractors,
those who,
basically. Yeah.
yes. Those who actually use it say, love deer.
Really?
Yes. So there's a saying. And so they contribute to society. They solve issues in hunger mm-hmm. and poverty.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And education. So it's really in their DNA.
Okay. I get it
contributing
now.
To society.
Well, yeah. And I figure people who use that product, you know, AKA farmers, people who live in rural areas and stuff, they probably live and die by that brand. So
yes.
I can totally see the loyalty there. Yeah. And,
they are.
And the social aspect of it as well. So what were a couple of key takeaways from your talk that the audience upstairs can take back to their credit unions?
Sure. So innovativeness is not something that only technology companies have.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when we look at the top 20 firms, there are only a few technology companies in that list.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely possible to be innovative, mm-hmm. even if you're not a technology company.
Mm-hmm.
And there are really two things that you can do to be more of a transformative company when it comes to innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, push your industry in terms of products, be pioneer, mm-hmm. and that's sort of what Amazon and Apple are doing.
Right, right.
But then also on the social side, so how can you contribute to society?
Mm-hmm.
How can you introduce products that benefit the environment
mm-hmm.
or think about the environment and sustainability
mm-hmm.
when you're making those decisions? So, and what happens with that is that ends up impacting your customer's loyalty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So innovation leads to how attractive your company is
mm-hmm.
and your brand is, and that leads to your customer's loyalty. And we see that link.
Because I'm an Apple fanboy. I've been using Apple since high school, basically, and I really enjoy their innovative. But on the other side of it, though, I enjoy how different they are, or
mm-hmm.
were. Maybe I mean, a lot of people are copying them now, but and it's technology just seems so, I don't know, synonymous now, I guess. I don't know, but back in the day, they thought differently. All their advertising campaigns and stuff were very different, and so that's what attracted me. Not only because their technology was good, but I really enjoyed the image that they portrayed. And what they did for communities and things like that around. So I can, and I'm trying to put John Deere in that as well. I'm trying to get that mindset too, and I can totally get that now. It's not just technology thing. It's so many things, I
right.
guess.
Right. It can be design, and it can be customer service,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and that was one of the questions that came up is customer service and the customer experience and being good at that and innovative in that is
mm-hmm.
synonymous
mm-hmm.
with being perceived as innovative.
Right,
so,
right.
So it's not just about sort of that product, technology,
mm-hmm.
innovation side of it, but it's also about innovativeness in terms of how you serve your customers
mm-hmm.
and put them first.
Kind of like a user experience, I guess,
yes.
or in a credit union's case, a member experience.
Exactly.
If it's a great experience, they're going to talk about it.
Yes.
And so word's going
to
spread.
That leads to loyalty.
Exactly.
And more share of wallet and growth.
So what can credit unions, is there anything in particular that I'm trying to connect the dots with credit unions here, what can they take back to their credit unions based on what you said? What can they do to enhance their member experience based on the study, the research that you guys did?
So this study was a national barometer. So it was not a study where we were diving deep or could dive deep into one particular company mm-hmm. or one particular industry. So we had to sort of do more of a broad sweep mm-hmm. of customer perceived innovation. Mm-hmm. But the plan is, you know, we would like to work on a new project where, and if, you know, everyone is excited about this idea, of course, mm-hmm. where we would be measuring innovativeness specifically of credit unions. Mm-hmm. And what are the key drivers mm-hmm. of those innovativeness?
Right, right, right.
And how does that then translate into increasing members' loyalty? Mm-hmm. So that's the plan.
Okay.
So I don't have an answer yet, but
that's
ask
okay.
me hopefully in maybe a year.
All right, well, I'll give you a call in a year. All right. So what's the significance of this? What is the, I mean, obviously innovation is kind of what makes our world go around right now.
Yes.
And then I guess enhancing the customer or
yes.
in this case, a member loyalty, I guess.
Yes.
So is that pretty much the
yeah.
goal here, the significance of it all?
Sure. So one of the things I did talk about is how happy members are with their credit union. So
mm-hmm.
when you look at satisfaction ratings or likelihood to recommend ratings, credit unions are by far at the top of their industry.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they are at the top of across all industries. So they're doing a really tremendous job in terms of satisfying
mm-hmm.
their members.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a necessary but not sufficient to be successful in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of a price to play. But then you need to be able to also innovate
mm-hmm.
so that you can succeed in a more longer
yeah.
term strategy.
Because if you don't innovate, you become Blockbuster.
Yes.
Something like that, you know?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. So where can folks find this information? Is it accessible to anybody? Or
sure.
Can I go type onto the Fordham's website and go, hey, there's Lorazon's research report.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to the AmericanInnovationIndex.com
okay.
website.
Right there, all right.
And you can download the report.
Oh, cool.
So if you enter your information and request and you can download the report, it talks about how we measured this. It talks about industry by industry benchmarks
mm-hmm.
and how different companies in each of the industries fared in
mm-hmm.
terms of innovativeness in the top 20. So
love this information. And it's something so relative to not only credit, I think any industry could use this type
yes.
of information as well, right?
Yes.
Very nice.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. All right, Lorazon, thank you so much for
thank
your time.
You.
Appreciate it. Great job up there. And I'm going to call you in a year, see where we are, all right?
All right, we'll do.
All right, thank you so much, Lorazon.
Thank you.
Well done.